Hello, everybody. It's Devin here, and we're live on the PWK Podcast. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? It's Devin here, and we live on the PWK Podcast. I got my boy Mike Jack here with me.
What's going on?
Mike Jack, how you doing?
I'm good.
Are you?
I'm great.
That's great, man.
Awesome.
We got a great show planned for y'all today.
I love the energy.
Do you?
I really do. Like,
I'm glad you do, man. You know,
you really came in really, really strong. You know,
I've been working on it.
I see.
I've been practicing.
I remember way back when we first started on the podcast. Didn't get this enthusiasm.
I was close though. You don't think so?
No. Not like that. Not like the energy you just showed.
Not like that.
How you doing?
I've been great, man. You know, just staying out of this heat, man. It's hot.
Oh, same thing here.
It's very hot.
Same thing here.
Yeah, but I've been working out a lot.
I wish I could say the same. I just been walking and running.
Walking and running.
Yep.
Hey, it's something.
It could be more.
You say it could be.
It could be more. No, for real. People don't, man, when you're driving and working, when you get home, you don't feel like doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's understandable. But I got my sleeping regimen back. Like, I guess that's a dope thing.
Yeah, I think for me right now, my sleep pattern is all over the place. It's crazy. Some nights I'd be up to like 3 or 4.
And that was me. I was up to like 3 or 4 in the morning, but like now like 11 o'clock comes, I'm in the bed.
Yeah, and I'll be waking up to like between 9:30 and 10 every
day. That's because you're not working.
Yeah. And once I'm perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, I'm up at like 8:30. Mm-hmm. Which is surprising, because usually, like, when I go to sleep, I go to sleep around 3 or 4. I'm not up till, like, 1 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, but I'm really excited. We got a really dope show for you.
We do.
We really do. We got a dope show for you all. Got a special guest.
We do have a guest today, once again, right? We had that boy G on the last show.
Yeah.
Which was a pretty great show, you know?
It was okay. It was okay. But
just okay.
It was okay. You know, we found out your fascination with the Titanic, you know, and on top of that, we didn't get a lot of positive vibes about it. People have been saying it was a really, really good show. So I guess it was a great show, huh?
It was. You know, I dropped a lot of information, you know, dropped a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
Dropped some gems.
Was those really gems?
As they say, about the, you know, the most famous shipwreck ever.
Is it the most famous shipwreck ever?
It is.
Is it?
Hands down.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
So if I do research and I find another ship that was like one of the greatest shipwrecks ever.
If you go to Google and type in what is the most famous shipwreck ever? I'm sure Titanic is going to come up. Mainly because no shipwreck has ever lost as many lives as Titanic did.
You really think that?
But we ain't about to get into all of this, you know. I ain't about to, you know, do another lesson today. But Mike Jacks is in the process of Googling right now. What came up?
Known is the Titanic, but there's 5 other ships that sunk. And
I mean, I'm sure there's more than 5 other ships that sunk.
That 5 ships that have, like, the greatest shipwreck. Other than the Titanic.
Nah.
Devin, I'm sorry. I just have to be defiant against you.
For whatever reason.
It's just in my nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you say go high, I be like, forget that, go low. You be like, let's go left. I be like, nope, we going right.
Yeah.
Yep. But what you got for us today, bro?
What, man? Today, we're going to start off talking about the BET Awards just recently passed.
The what?
The BET Awards.
That's still a thing?
It is. Ugh. It's always been a thing.
It hasn't always.
I mean, it never stopped or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Why haven't they stopped it?
Why should they stop it? I don't think they stop it. I don't think it should be stopped, man. It's celebrating black people, you know? The culture.
The Coon Awards. That's what it should be called.
The Coon Awards?
The CET Coon Awards.
Wow. I'm offended by that, Michael.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Do you watch BET?
No.
So why are you offended?
I mean, I'm not offended, but you know, I mean, I support the BET Awards, though. I think
why
I never want that to stop. Because I mean, like,
I didn't watch the BET Awards, but I did see this thing on YouTube, not on YouTube, on Facebook. Sexy Red, Miss Pound Town, and some pregnant girl was twerking in front of Bobby Jones.
Uh huh.
And that's what you're supporting. I mean, do you know who Bobby Jones is?
Yeah. No, Bobby Jones.
Yeah. You don't remember? I don't know how you grew up, you know. But in the morning when we get ready for church on BET, it was Bobby Jones Gospel.
Nah, I ain't watched.
You've never.
I think I watched Ernie Miles in the morning. I ain't watched Bobby Jones.
People don't even know who Ernie Miles
we
is.
We do though. Y'all been on there. Shoot.
Y'all been on there.
It's been a long time though.
What you mean? Our high school was on there one time.
Yeah, but I know about Ernie Miles.
No, Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones.
No, he had Bobby Jones. He's a gospel artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this show, this like longest running gospel show on BET called Bobby Jones Gospel. And he had guests to come on Bobby Jones Gospel. Like, you know, Shirley Caesar, Patty, you know, artists.
Yeah.
And he's at the BET Awards.
Clark Sisters.
Yeah. Tone. He was gospel. You know? And here you have Bobby Jones sitting down right next to Sexy Red, Miss Pound Town, and I don't know it was some pregnant girl. And they just twerking away.
Well, I mean, he should get used to it, man. That's just how it goes.
He has to get used to it?
He ain't never seen nobody twerking before.
In front of him like that?
They don't have to stop what they want to do for him.
He's Bobby Jones.
Kirk Franklin was probably there too.
That don't make it right.
It ain't wrong.
But that don't make it right. Go, because Kirk Franklin. Like, stop doing
that. I'm just saying, he a gospel artist too.
Stop doing that. That's like y'all get out of jail free card for situations when Kirk Franklin was there.
I'm just saying he was there.
No, but y'all do that all the time.
Gospel artists there too.
People be like,
and they was probably still, you know, I'm pretty sure some gospel artists was probably on their feet when Chief Keef was up there performing. I can guarantee.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
No, like I'm just saying, like stop. Sam Smith did the whole "Go to Hell" thing at the Grammys, and everybody was complaining about it. You know, the first thing they said, "Well, Kirk Franklin was there."
I don't know why. I mean, that don't matter in this situation.
People using it in every situation.
Yeah.
Oh snap! It was a sex orgy at the such and such and such.
Sam Smith was weird for that, but hey.
Oh yeah, but Kirk Franklin was there. It's like it's all as well if Kirk Franklin was there.
What Ty Tribbett too?
Yeah, that doesn't make it better. they was acting an ass in front of Bobby Jones.
I guess what they'll play. Excuse me, Bobby Jones, but say not do what they want to do just because he does.
Yes, like no.
Don't work like that.
All right,
Bobby Jones, how would go home?
How would you
he got a problem?
How would you feel? How would you feel if some people just got to twerking in your church?
Twerking in the church?
Yeah.
That's different, though.
How?
Hey, in their mind, if that's how they give praise, hey. I ain't going to say it's right.
But you're making a... If that's how they give praise by twerking?
Hey, man.
I guess we just out here twerking for Jesus now, huh?
They tell us to dance. You know? Lift your hands.
Devin, what else happened? What happened at the BET Awards?
Okay, so before we got into the stuff that happened, I was going to, you know, say some of the winners of some of the awards or whatever, see how you feel about it.
Okay.
So we had Album of the Year.
Kendrick Lamar.
No, Beyonce.
Really?
I think you say it's a tie between Beyonce and SZA, actually.
SZA didn't put an album out.
SZA does have an album out.
She does?
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, she got an album out. That's what it say on here.
Okay.
Album of the Year. But of course Beyonce. And a lot of people had issues because they're like, I seen somebody post that, you know, man, y'all might as well stop giving Beyonce awards because she ain't never there, which is true. She on tour right now though.
She understands, like, no, yeah. I'm not coming to the CET Coon Awards.
I mean, people be wanting to see Beyonce, man. So, but anyway, Best Female and R&B Pop Artist, winner SZA.
Mm-hmm.
Best male R&B pop artist, winner Chris Brown. Oh, it's a, I think it's a tie between Chris Brown and Usher on that one. Best group, Drake and 21 Savage. Oh, they won over Maverick City and Kirk Franklin, Quavo and Takeoff, Flo, Division, and City Girls. Best collaboration, the winner for that one was Wait For You, Future, and Drake and Tims. Best female hip hop artist, Lotto. You agree with that?
Keep going. Keep going.
Best male hip hop artist, Kendrick Lamar. Video of the year, Kill Bill, SZA. Best new artist, Coco Jones. You know, she's something special too. You know who Coco Jones is?
Keep going.
Did you watch Bella?
No, keep going.
She's something special, man.
Sure she is. Keep going. She's
a beautiful woman.
Keep going.
Dr. Bobby Jones, Best Gospel Inspirational Award.
Now you see what I'm saying?
Dr. Bobby Jones, Best Gospel / Inspirational Award.
You twerking in front of Bobby Jones and he won a gospel award.
It's named after him, actually. The winner is
even worse.
The winner is Bless Me, Maverick City Music, and Kirk Franklin. Viewer Choice Award, Break My Soul, Beyonce. Best International Act, My Boy Burna Boy, for sure.
Yeah, Loss, Loss.
That's how y'all know, man.
I don't even know that. I just know Mike sings it all the time. Mike Wells sings it. Like, all
right, and pretty much that's it. Angela Bassett won Best Actress. Good.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett won Best Actress. Damonson Idris won Best Actor. And Best Movie was Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
That wasn't a good movie.
You don't think so?
It was all right.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it was all right.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It wasn't.
Sportsman of the Year Award, Jalen Hurts.
Really?
Sportswoman of the Year, Angel Reese.
Whatever, okay. I can't give you that one.
You say you can?
I can't.
Yeah.
Even though I'm glad LSU girls won, but the way she acted like an ass. And
I ain't even about to get into that. I don't even go get at my energy, man. Shout out to LSU baseball team, though. They won a championship.
Yeah, they beat the brakes off of Florida. Florida just looked out of sight.
Florida beat the brakes off of them in their second game, so I'm glad they got them back.
But I'm just going to say this, bro. First of all, this is the problem I have with the BET Awards as far as, like, winners and people. It's very biased. It's a very biased feel. It's not about talent. It's about who's popular.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not looking at the talent. You're looking at the popularity in it. You see what I'm saying?
Ain't that how the Grammys go, though?
No.
The Grammys is more fair than the BET
Awards? The Grammys is way more fair because they're looking at the content of music and they're looking at the body of work that you put out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about popularity. It's about the body of work that you put out and the content of that work that you put out.
Yeah.
So I couldn't dare. You can't compare the two. If you put Ariana Grande in any one of those categories, as far as music at the BET Awards, she loses all of them.
Well,
because to the black.
Yeah, she's not black. First of all.
To the black demographic, she would never win. Not that many black people listen to Ariana Grande.
The BET Awards, she would lose. Yeah.
She would lose every time. Even though, and this is the thing, she has music that is better than the people that you name.
Yeah.
If I had to put up Sweetener against what did Beyonce put out?
Her most recent album.
No. I'm not even gonna use a recent album. I have to use it what she put out when Sweetener came out. What did she put out when Sweetener came out?
I don't know.
If we want to use that, Sweetener is a better album than the latest album Beyonce put out. Yeah. And I can say that being a music fan. You can say that being a music fan. From top to bottom, Sweetener is the better album. But if you put those up against in the BET Awards, she will lose every time because it's Beyonce. Same with Kendrick. Kendrick, to me, didn't have a better album. There was plenty of people that put out albums that was way better than Kendrick's.
Uh-huh.
But because he's Kendrick and because of the popularity amongst the black community,
Yeah.
He would win every time.
And he was in the category with 21 Savage, Drake, Future, J. Cole, Jack Harlow, and Lil Baby.
See what I'm saying? Jack Harlow had a better album.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. He had a way better album. I bump his album way more than I bump Big Steppers.
But he Caucasian.
He's
at
white.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, come on. Drake, we're talking about Drake here. Drake leans more over to pop than anything.
Yeah.
So, come on.
Jack Harlow ain't Eminem, you know.
No,
he would probably won some BET awards, I'm sure, right?
Hip hop awards. I don't think BET awards.
I think Eminem probably won some BET awards. You don't think so? We gotta look that up.
Let's look it up.
That's a good question.
Let's look up.
Eminem win some BET awards. But anyway, while we going on, you know, Busta Rhymes got the Lifetime Achievement Award, I believe that's what it's called.
He has never won a BET award. He has been nominated, but he has never won.
Man, man, I just knew my band had
But see, that's not Eminem. That's D12.
That's D12,
yeah. He has never won. Now, correct me if I'm mistaken. He was nominated. But like, for example, BET Award for Best Collaboration. He was nominated for that. He lost. He was nominated for Best Male Hip Hop Artist. Who won that year? Kendrick Lamar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
No, I take that back. That was this year. They're not showing.
Like I said, I know Busta Rhymes got the Lifetime Achievement Award. He did a little speech. He did a pretty good performance, too.
Did you watch the performance?
Yeah, I ain't watched it that night, but I watched it on YouTube.
Did he do Touch It?
Yes.
Did he do I love my
what? All right, go. Sing some of it.
I love my, it's a bad, I love my girl. I don't want to say the B word, you know.
I don't know. Because I don't just know.
Khalees is on it. And did he do?
I know. He did that one song that, you know, Coi Leray, that she sampled. He did that song. And then she came out and did her little part of her.
Did he do Hands Where Your Eyes Can See? If you really want to party with me, let me think of where you got to be.
That sound familiar like he did. Do, do,
do, do.
Yes, he did it.
Do, do, do.
Yeah, okay.
Do.
Yeah, he did that.
He got some hits.
And he did he did
Pass Cavassier?
I don't think so, no.
I said Busta.
Yeah, I know. No, he didn't do that one. Oh. Yeah, I like that one, too.
I love that
he
one.
He did a song with Bia. That's a new song he got out.
B.I.A.? I
think, yeah. Bia.
Thought it was B.I.A.
No, I think they call it Bia.
Why they call it Bia?
Because that's how you pronounce it. B.I.A. Bia.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, it was some other stuff, you know, a lot of stuff that people made jokes about during the BET Awards. For example, Patti LaBelle, she did the Tina Turner tribute, and she forgot some of the words or whatever, you know, and a lot of
what
people
songs did she do?
Talking about her, you know, simply the best.
Mm.
What's the name of that song?
I don't love that song. I don't like that song.
Why not?
Did she do What's Love Got to Do With It?
No, it was just that one song, I think.
That's not a tribute. That's one song.
I think it was just that one song.
You got to do Proud Mary.
And a lot of people, well, I don't know. I don't see Patti LaBelle doing that one.
Well, Proud Mary? I can see her doing Left Eye
I feel like that should have
down in the city.
I think they should have got somebody a little younger to do a full tribute, you know, somebody.
They should have got multiple
somebody that
people.
Somebody can move around, you know, like Tina used to, you know.
Like who?
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who would do a good Tina Turner tribute. I feel like Fantasia could possibly do Proud Mary.
I agree. I will give you that.
Yeah, Fantasia could do a great Proud Mary.
I think she could do a whole set. Like
probably
honestly,
yeah. Yeah, I can see her. No.
Proud Mary, Shake a Tail Feather. I like the Ike work. Okay. I like the Ike
work.
Yeah, the Ike gears.
Oh, you like the work when she was going through.
It was good music, man. Yeah, hey, it was great was music. Through. Nutbush, City Limits.
Oh yeah, a lot of people were saying, you know, she forgot the words and all that. I think she just couldn't see probably because I think they had the words up there for her, but she couldn't see as well.
How about just memorizing the words?
You would think she would. But
you would
hey,
think
she,
that
I
she
mean,
would.
She oh,
What does that mean?
You forget words. You can forget stuff. Yo, I mean, that's just. You, all right, go.
You just giving excuses for everybody today, huh?
I mean, come on now.
You giving sexy red Miss Poundtown an excuse for twerking in front of Bobby. Now you're giving excuses for Patty for messing up a song. I'm sure Bobby
enjoyed it.
Bobby did not enjoy that. If you looked at his face, he was like, what type of coon? What type of cool newfangled stuff is going on here?
Okay.
Did they play? Wait, this is the question. They were playing Pound Town when that came on, right?
I don't know. I'm
I got to look it up. If they were playing Pound Town when they was twerking and stuff.
I still haven't heard this song.
You've never heard Pound Town?
I always hear people talking about it. Ain't that the one where people be talking about rip me out the plastic or whatever?
Out of town, thugging with my rounds. A coochie pink, her booty hole brown.
That's what it says.
Yes, that's what, those are the opening bars to Pound Town. Then somewhere she be like, you know, suck a bitch toes or something, and then she say her baby needs a new pappy, and she trying to get her, you know, vulva stretched. Yep,
that's funny.
It's hilarious.
All right, so another thing that happened was I forgot how, whatever city girl it is that Lil Uzi Vert is.
JT,
yeah. So she allegedly, confronted him about.
But an unfine one.
Yeah, she's not that cute.
She's not that cute.
Yeah, I've seen that.
No, she's not cute as Carisha. Or Carisha's mama, which I must say, Carisha's mama is bad. I
haven't seen her.
You've never seen Carisha's mama?
No.
Go look at Carisha. When we go to music break, I want you to go look at Carisha's mom.
Go to Google and type in Carisha's mom.
Yeah, Carisha's mom or Young Miami's mom. And when you see her, you be like, she bad.
Yeah, but they allegedly got into it about I don't know what during the.
I heard he was looking at somebody.
Oh, yeah, Lotto. Not Lotto, Ice Spice.
Yeah, he was looking at Ice Spice.
I would too, shit. I mean, yeah. I guess that's she, you know, threw a phone at him and everything, you know.
I saw the after effects pictures.
Yeah.
She was mad and he was looking like he messed up.
End of the day they left together still, you know, so
I still can't wrap my head around.
She's probably just jealous because Ice Spice is hotter than her.
I wouldn't say that.
She is.
Face wise, yes, but
all around.
Body wise.
All around.
No. Yes. What makes you say that?
Ice Spice is hotter than JT.
You think so?
We can put a poll on it. I'm sure.
I'm sure
Ice Spice get 100%.
Let's do it
on it, boy.
We'll do it. We'll do it next week. We'll do it this week.
Who's hotter, JT or Ice Spice? Ice Spice all day, especially when Ice Spice got the little curly hair.
I like it with a straight hair.
No, I don't like it with the straight hair.
What's wrong with a straight hair?
She performed during the BET Awards. She had the straight hair then, but
did she twerk and everything?
She did a little something.
Poor Bobby. I know Bobby over there had a spiritual fit.
That boy probably had an awakening over there. Probably took him back to his day.
Oh, I bet Kirk was like, I'm trying to keep from going back to my Playboy days. you know, fun fact, you all, Kirk Franklin was addicted to porn.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know he was addicted to porn?
No.
He told this story. He went and dumped all his porn and threw it in the dumpster. And then when he got home and realized what he did, he went back and got it.
Dang.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
I don't know how Kirk do it. All that tail around.
Man, he delivered now, man. So
he was supposed to be delivered back then.
Hey, man. All that matters, he's delivered now. So, hey. They can't be an addiction, though.
What?
Porn? People can become addicted to porn. You don't think so?
I mean, I could see it, but I just think that's you're really, really weak, and you're not strong-minded like you should be. You're a really weak person.
I ain't gonna call him a weak person. I mean, everybody has a weakness, though.
How often do you watch porn?
I don't watch it.
You don't watch it?
I have before.
You don't watch it no more?
Nah.
When you did, how often did you watch it?
Not very often at all, actually.
But when you watched it?
I don't know. I never just kept up with that, bro.
No, I'm just saying. Well, you watch.
I don't know. I can give a guesstimate, I guess. You, I don't know.
Devin, you really gonna sit here and try to act like you don't watch adult films?
I don't. No.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
Nah, man, because I be getting jealous, so I don't watch them.
Getting jealous of what?
Other people looking at my women. That's why.
Oh, so no, you watch it. You just don't want people to know who you watch. Because you don't want nobody else.
Used to be. Yeah.
You don't want nobody else watching your girl.
Yeah.
Don't make that look.
What?
Like, yeah. Yeah. You look like damn right. But what I'm saying is like, it didn't affect your life. Like, you knew how.
No, it didn't affect my life.
No.
I could function without watching it.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Like, but for the sake, like, every, when you say you have an addiction, that means like you can't go without it for a extended period of time.
Yeah.
So meaning like every 30 minutes to an hour, you're watching it.
You need to,
yeah.
Get your fix.
Right. Like you have a large collection. I think it was,
you know, that show on MTV, True Life, when it used to come out. They think they had an episode, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
To that.
I'm addicted to porn, yeah, True Life. Yeah. And there was this one guy, he was married, and he was addicted to porn, and his wife kicked him out the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, you weak man. You are weak.
Hey, man.
And how dare you, woman, to deny him.
I guess that man liked the little pinky on the side.
I'm just saying, on the other side, like, if he's providing and he's working.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was working.
So it didn't affect no other aspects of his life but his marriage, because his wife didn't like it.
I think that's what it was. His wife didn't like it. Yeah. And she was like, you need to get a hold of yourself and you need to stop. Now, the other guy on the show, it was ruining his life.
Yeah.
He didn't do nothing but watch, you know, porn
all day,
all night. He wasn't working.
Had a collection.
He had the bar. Yeah. And then he did the most prominent thing. He burned all his porn.
I remembered it. Yep.
But the other guy, ladies, let me tell you something. All the ladies listening, they got a man. If he watches porn, hey, let him have at it. Okay. If he's paying the bills, if he's living the life that, the Kayla life, you know, the Kayla guy life is a guy that pays all the bills and he takes care of the home and stuff like that. What's wrong with a little porn?
Well, I guess we got to ask Kayla how she would feel about that next time she on here then.
I don't think she would care.
I think she would have an issue with it.
I don't think she would care. As long as she's getting the stuff that she needs.
Nah, I think Kayla have a, I think any woman have a problem with that though.
Do you really think that?
Yeah.
I think some women don't care. You ever seen Saving?
Those are probably women that's cheating.
You ever seen Saving Silverman?
No.
You should watch Saving Silverman. His girlfriend at that time, he was like, had got through like fooling around. He was like, that was it. She gave him a porn magazine and some lotion. She said, have fun. I'm going to bed.
Hey.
So I'm just saying, I don't think nothing's, I can understand if he was like going out there cheating on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He's right in the bed with you.
Yeah.
Watching it.
I guess, man.
But other than that, how would you rate the BET Awards?
I'll give it an 8 this year.
That's a high number.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have no issue with what they be doing. I mean, because you try to make it different every year because you don't want it to be the same.
Who hosted it?
I don't know.
Giving it an 8. And
that's just based off of the little performance and little bits and pieces I seen. Because they had like music through the times, like a timeline of, you know, different music.
You gave it an 8.
Older artists come on and perform, newer artists. You know, they had Chief Keef on there. He performed. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
I give it an 8. I don't grade award shows. You know, I'm not that hard on award shows because it's supposed to be fun anyway.
Not all award shows are fun.
It's supposed to be. I mean, a music award show is supposed to be fun. I feel like
it's a no.
ain't supposed to be all serious. Oh, I hope I win this award.
I mean, but what's the whole point of the award shows?
I mean, yeah, you go win your award. I mean, I think the main thing about the award show is just honestly just fellowship, coming together, having a good time. You know,
even the people that's beefing with time. Even the people that's beefing with each other.
Yep.
Oh wow.
I mean, they sit in different sections, I guess.
Yeah, Devin. When we make it big, let you handle all the award shows you want.
Bet, man.
When we win awards, and you just, well, on the behalf of Mike, Jack, and Mario, because we won't be there.
All right.
We want to thank you, BET, for accepting this award, even though Mike doesn't watch. And you can tell him Mike doesn't watch BET. That is, well, actually, none of us watch BET, but, you know, thank you.
All right, man. We're about to get ready to move into our song of the week for this week. And then we'll have our guest on. So without further ado, our song of the week this week is called Take Me There by Dat Boy G featuring Wonder Voice.
Take me there, but do I just feel like I can be myself? Girl, I run it with you. Yeah, we running, it ain't no front with you. Shawty, you just take me there, you just take me there, just take me there. But do I just feel like I can be myself? Girl, I run it with you. Yeah, we running, it ain't no front with you. Shawty, you just take me there. Niggas hate, hoes talk. Give a fuck, nigga, we know what we got. Straight slide when we ride through our city. We ain't about the dumps, we be really about the business. And you know all the truth, you know I'm fucking with you. How I feel, keep my feelings inside, I keep them tight. And it bothers you when shit ain't right. And I'm on your mind when I be out here in the streets creeping at night. And I swear, yeah, ain't gotta never think twice. I want you in my life, the one I'm about to sleep with and hold it through the night. Girl, what do you do to me? Girl, what do you do to me? Shawty, just take me there. With you, I just feel like I can be myself. Girl, I run it with you. Ain't no front with you. Shawty, you just take me there. You just take me there. Just take me there. With you, I just feel like I can be myself. Girl, I run it with you. Yeah, we run it and ain't no front with you. Shawty, you just take me there. Girl, you know you take me there. Take me anywhere, I don't really care. I like the way you stare into my eyes. Feelings deep inside, I know she's ready to die. So, no reason to change up. Notice how we make up. So stroke you busting us, there's no rhythm to us. Is this what it seems? Like I'm loaded off the green, blue dream. You know what I mean? So can we take me there? With you, I just feel like I can be myself. Girl, I run it with you. Yeah, we running, it ain't no front with you. Shawty, you just take me there. You just take me there. Just take me there. With you, I just feel like I can be myself. Girl, I run it with you. Yeah, we running, it ain't no front with you. Shawty, you just take me there. You just take me there. Yeah.
All right, once again, y'all, that was Take Me There, Dat Boy G featuring Wonder Voice. Mike Jack, what you think about that?
Oh, that was cool.
That was cool?
I like it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Dat Boy G make good music.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. And he had Wonder Voice on that one. For those of you who don't know who Wonder Voice is, that's Mike Harper.
They don't know who Mike Harper is.
I mean, if you've listened to our earlier shows, you know who Mike Harper is.
He was on one show.
But we... Well, he was on one show, but he was around for a couple. You know what I'm saying? Because he was running sound at one point.
Nobody remembers Mike Harper. I'm sorry. But nobody remembers him. I'm sorry.
People know Mike Harper. That was Mike Harper singing on the track, though.
What?
All right, so we got our guest here with us for this episode, y'all. All the way from Tallulah, Louisiana. This is Mr. Frederick Estes, the owner of Elegant Anise Clothing Line, the owner of Sweepers Gifts, right?
Yeah.
Right. You can follow him all on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. He everywhere. You'll see him posting all the time, posting his clothes, posting the food he makes and all of that. So once again, Mr. Frederick Estes, everybody. welcome, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm in the building, man.
Yes, sir.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to talk to the mic. They can't hear you.
Okay.
They got to hear you.
I'm all right. I'm in the building. I like the atmosphere in here. This is my first podcast, and I'm
awesome
to be here.
Thank you for being on the show, man. Like,
yeah, man. I've been telling them for a while we was gonna get them on. It's been a little while now because I remember we had a pause at one point,
a big pause.
Yeah, but I had told them, you know, we gonna get you on the show for sure, bro. So we finally got you on now, and excited about it. So yeah, so I guess you can start off by telling the people a little something about yourself. You know.
Okay. Well, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. You can follow me at Sweepers Gifts. SweepersGifts. Sweepers Gifts. I go by Fred E. Grew up in Tallulah, small town, and I just wanted to do something different from my family and my my daughter. Some things that I didn't have as a younger male growing up. It's kind of difficult being in a small town and looking for inspiration to try to better yourselves and get in better positions in life if you don't have the right people around you. Even though it's a small town, they said take a village to actually get you to become a better person in life. But sometimes you got to do it for yourself sometimes, and it's not always good to follow the crowd. So I'm one of the people that actually did what most people would not consider the best path to choose as you're growing up, but they want you, you know, go to school, do the basic things as a career path and not try to follow the hardship of entrepreneurship. And I felt like that's just the path that it took me down, so I think that's the best route that I'd be able to instruct the next person to do, because that's what I'm doing, and I have been doing that so long. It's about 5-10 years. Been in the gang on just making decisions on my own, so it's a lot of things that I can actually help the younger generation out,
right?
Entrepreneurship or either just life lessons in general.
You gonna ask a question first, or you want?
Oh, if you got something, you go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, I've been knowing Fred for a little bit, because we're all from Tallulah,
right?
So I guess the biggest question is, I'm trying to figure out the right way to ask it. How do you gain inspiration in the things that you do, being in the community that you're doing it in, and to keep doing it, if that makes sense? Like, how do you keep pushing and keep coming up with innovative ideas, or how do you keep trying to flourish in your community when, you know, if you know Tallulah, it's a community that don't aspire to see, well, they don't aspire to see people like you, you know, in the field that you're in, and they don't support, you know, people like you in the field that you're in. How do you keep pushing? How do you work around that?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, simply, if you're created to do certain things in the path that you're going to, or whoever you might want to do in life, I feel like you're going to already have the keys and the tools that you'll need to prosper in that field. So it shouldn't be nothing that's outlandish that you have to go look for in life. It should already be inside you. So if it's already inside you, I feel like nothing else outside of you could be able to conquer anything. So the inspiration is basically, if that's what you really want to do and you got that passion and drive for it, this is what you're called to do. So some things that you might feel like you can do also, it's only certain things that you can specifically do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm becoming like more of a specialist person. And the inspiration that I get from that is just knowing that if this is what I want to do, I want to be the light on somebody else that's looking at me to be like, oh, I can still do something that I want to do on my own and not have to go chase or, you know, it's nothing wrong with working.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a difference between working and you don't want to be there versus working and doing something that you really like doing.
Right.
Even though it might not pay off, that's the only thing I feel like that's the lack of the understanding between entrepreneurship and the job, that people don't really want to stress so much that it's not, you're not going to start off strong.
Mm-hmm.
You got to build it up.
Yeah, nothing comes easy.
And so people just feel like you just start this day two, day three, you should be rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't tell you behind the doors is other steps in business and entrepreneurship, not just coming over the product and boom.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to sell out. Yeah.
So after you sell out the first day, what you going to do the next day?
Yeah.
You're not even talking to the vendors or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to be prepared for them to make your clothes. So when you do sell out, you already have another shipment ready for
mm-hmm.
you. So it's different steps in life. And the inspiration that I give through my clothing brand, which is Elegant Anise, is we just strive. We feel fearless and ambitious and hardworking individuals who are overlooked by the circumstances and their social status.
Right.
So with that being said, it's like, you know, familiarize with yourself in high school, being each one of us got our own last names. Based on your last name, I feel like there's a lot of favoritism that go on, not just in the school, but
oh, yeah. In
the community in general. Just
yes, sir.
Resumes mm-hmm. and all that is based on your name.
Yeah.
So you can be an outstanding student, but you still might get looked over or picked to do nothing, or this other person might get picked to do something better than you is just because of the last name. But you can beat this person, you can have better grades, you can beat them on the football field, basketball court, anything, but because of your last name, you might not get this position.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of
you might be more qualified.
Yeah, so that kind of makes you feel like, damn, why am I getting looked over or something like that? But if you got faith in yourself and you know what you do, they're going to watch and see the results you do over time. So that's why I say you build credibility with the stuff that you do on your own.
Because
mm-hmm. regardless of the names, if you put your name beside this name and you see the categories on your side going higher than the other one, they're going to be looking like you've been putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
This person just got the name, but they ain't putting in no work. So which you going to go with?
Right. Okay. So what has been your biggest obstacle so far? You know, out of the, you say close, it's been like 10 years for you, right?
Yeah.
And so what has been your biggest obstacle so far?
Basically, just myself, being that, you know, you can get kind of lazy and procrastinate on a daily basis. Just sometimes you just feel like if you do, you got it. Sometimes you feel like you just need to do this for X amount of days to get this amount of money and stuff like that. It's basically within you. And the procrastination that I think that's my downfall, but it's kind of crazy that you already know that, but you can still say it.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to just change that mindset that I have sometimes. Just feel like, okay, like I just wake up and I can just do this, which is true, you can, but you got to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't have the necessary components around you, it's kind of difficult. So,
do you feel like, as you being an entrepreneur, do you feel like when you're trying to show other people how to do it, do you feel like laziness plays a big part in them not being as successful? Or when you're trying to show, I know many times, like me and Devin been doing this podcast for like 3 years, and people hit me up and be like, how do I do the podcast? Or I want to do the podcast just like this. And you telling them, you know, the necessary stuff that you need. And then they'd be like, that's too much. Do you feel like that's the biggest lack of why some people don't really get their full potential out of what they're doing because of laziness? Because you just mentioned, you know, you procrastinate. And that's one of your biggest obstacles. Do you feel like that's the biggest downfall for a lot of, you know, people in your community or just black people in general?
Not really, because I still feel like people, we are great individuals alone, but we got a lot of followers out there, and
mm-hmm.
that's one of the biggest things. They like to see what other people have, so they want to do the same thing that they do. And like I said, it might not be what you need to do, but you would rather do that just to get the same stuff that this other person have.
Right.
So you're not really fulfilling your dreams. You're just living somebody else's dream just to keep up with the Joneses, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just procrastination. I feel like people just want to compete. It's competing, but you're not competing in something that you rather do.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I also feel like a lot of it, like, for example, we're just talking about work in general. You see what I'm saying? Me and Devin work. We work a lot. A person wants the things, nice things that we have, but they're not willing to put in the work or do any type of work to get it. So I see what you're saying, but what I'm basically saying is, like, you can sit down and you can show a person, hey, this is what it takes to get these things. And they'll look at it and they'll say, that's too much work. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, when you look at you got two brands you doing right now, right? And not saying that's the thing that they could do. You see what I'm saying? But you're showing, this is what I did with my passion. I have a passion for fashion. I have a passion for cooking. You see what I'm saying? And you're trying to show them, take your passion and turn it into, you know, a business. This is what you can do. And you'll have some people that look at it and be like, I don't want to do that. Because some people rather, they want the spoils instead of the work.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by that. Like,
yeah, that a lot of people would rather you do it.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Because they don't. I ain't gonna say they don't lack the resources. They just don't lack the knowledge to just go look for it themselves. They might find out it's better to go look for it yourself. Because I could be giving you half of the game.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. Because like I told one person. When they asked me how we got the podcast started, I told them I was reading a book. I read a Charlemagne book. And he was like, if you want to do something, it's nothing to do it. Just research it and do it. And he talked about doing a podcast. He was like, and I always aspire to do it, but he was like, I would make the excuse, I don't have the resources.
Right.
Or I wouldn't know the first thing to do about starting it. He said it real simple. You have a computer, get some mics, get an audio interface, boom, you got a podcast. And then next week, I had already had an audio interface for my music, and I went and bought some mics, and I got the people that I needed for the podcast, and we did our first episode, I think, at Gremlin Homecoming. So it's just like, I just truly feel like, I think a lot of the biggest reason why, like, a lot of people, they use excuses to say, hey, I can't do this because I'm a witness of it. I can't do it. I don't know the first. I used to make excuses. I don't know the first thing about copywriting and stuff. Just go. If you go online and just type in copywriting and trademarking, it's really, really simple.
Yeah.
But but people will make excuses, or people will say, that's too much work.
No. Laziness.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if Fred saw our logo, our PWK logo. The first one, Devin did. The second one, I went did. And it was so easy. But then you hear people and you tell them how to do the podcast, and they'll be like, well, what about the logo? Because you got a fly logo. And you'll tell them, go on Fiverr.
Something simple.
Go to Fiverr. And then they'll come with excuses. Is it trustworthy? If I used it, if Devin used it.
Everybody else in the world use it.
Well, I don't know. That's a lot of money for a logo. Well, what do you want? You want your business to pop, or you want your business to be flat?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to invest in yourself.
Yep. That's another one of those steps that
yeah.
you don't have to have money. You can always start, but to flourish and get bigger things and more equipment and stuff, it's still going to have to require money.
Right.
But like you said, though, a lot of people just don't go looking to the information. Like you could tell them, but. I think it's only going to get you when you actually, like you say, you felt like you're doing a podcast. It's going to be signs to let you know, like, something going to come to you. Like, I need to drop and do it. Even though you might say it, but it might just happen at that one time. You might, oh, yeah, I just heard this today. Like you say, you read that one book, and then all of a sudden it just changed. But you can always have that idea in your head, in your mind, but it's until you get that special place in life and you feel like, all right, this is it. I done heard it too many times, and I got the necessary funds to do it. What's holding me back? Because people don't necessarily they want to wait till they have all the ducks in a row. Sometimes it's not going to work like that.
Yeah. What inspired? So what was the deciding factor to get you going into the cooking side of things? Now I want to hear that. What was the defining moment you was like, this is what I need to be doing?
when I was in Miami, I was just going across the bridge and I was just looking at out there at the water. I was like, man, what can I do to be able to live this lifestyle, to not have to like take off work, to just get on a jet or the jet ski and stuff like that. When you just go out and you visit and you get to see the different areas when you're from a small town, it opens up your mind.
Yeah.
Thinking like, this ain't really what we live in. Like, we really living low, but we living high at the same time, because we don't know that we living low until we get out and experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just randomly around Mother's Day came around, somebody asked for some strawberries or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, some strawberries. How about some white covered strawberries? But it's really a specialty, but people don't look at it as it, like it is, how it's supposed to be around here, as far as, you know, you're supposed to get, you can give those at any occasion.
Right.
So I was like, oh yeah, let me try to do some white covered chocolate strawberries. And so I set up a little menu, put it out on Facebook, and it just started.
Wow.
But I didn't want to do food because my dad and my uncle and them had food trucks. So I wanted to do something to compliment them, because nobody was doing desserts.
Right.
So I did desserts and not focused on the food.
So you do all types of desserts?
Yeah, cheesecake, strawberry, chocolate covered, Rice Krispies, any type of confection out there, any type of.
You got a diabetic menu?
that's the whole menu.
No, I'm talking about like sugar free. Sugar. Oh man,
I mean, it's easy to do stuff sugar free though. I'm sure you could probably do it if you requested it or just, something. You know,
yeah. Well, just ask. Just ask Splendor.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of sugar, substitute it with Splendor.
Yeah.
No, because like I'm just joking. I'm a diabetic, so like I can't have sugar like that.
Yeah, but I also had customers that tell me when I drop it off, they'd be like, "Well, you know, you gonna make me do this," and then I'm like, "You ordering it?
Right? I ain't making you do nothing. This is all you.
No, y'all supposed to have is cheesecake.
So man, now I need to put on there like eat at your own risk and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. Yeah.
So do you cater events?
Oh yeah, birthday parties, weddings. Any little small gathering, teachers' conference meetings, anything.
Okay.
I'd have been around to
little. Cool.
Well, we definitely gonna have to call you when we do this PWK live show. We definitely gonna have to get you in the mix.
Get some strawberries in this thing.
I don't know about that.
You don't want a chocolate coat, cheesecake?
Okay, we do. I do pineapples. I'll talk about apples.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, when you talk to me, when you say chocolate covered strawberries, it's intimate.
Oh, you think about your girl feeding you some, huh?
Oh, me feeding her some. Right.
But see, that's what I'm saying. There's no way that you cannot prosper with that. That's just the first one that you would think about.
Right.
I say other occasions. I can just get well soon. Strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, yep. Strawberries.
Mother's Day.
Strawberries.
Father's Day.
But you talking about Valentine's Day.
But that's the first thing. Yeah. But see, that's the thing. That's the first thing that come to my mind.
Stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
Especially Thanksgiving. Yeah.
You know, there's a song Dram has called Chocolate Covered Strawberries. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I only brought that up to just say that's just one type of clientele that you should be able to have.
Right.
Every second of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody always should want to give their significant other some chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah.
Now, what about
birthday, whatever?
Now I'm gonna be a little bit of a devil's advocate. How do you separate yourself from the other people who's doing chocolate covered strawberries and other treats?
Well, once I realized that, you know, can't nobody do nothing aside of like what you, even though everybody really do the same thing, it's just a specific way that you would probably do it differently than somebody else. And once you get that mentality to know like there's nothing out here that's never been done.
Mm-hmm.
You can look over the other people that's doing the same thing, and I'm not that type of person to either look down at somebody that's doing the same thing. I'd rather us
work together. Yeah,
even though
support
we both
each other.
Platforms, your platform might be bigger than mine, but I still can get the light off your platform to they can actually look at me and shot with me. So whatever I get to wherever I'm going, I can call you in and do the same thing.
Right.
You know where we might need each other down the road, so. It's always good to just not look down just because somebody else starting something. Yeah. Well, that's not my mentality, but I know small town mentality people. You know, they
doing that over here, and that's why. That's why I asked because, like, when we started doing this, we had other people that was doing podcasts, and they
was basically saying y'all were doing it because they started.
I don't really know who was doing podcasts.
People that we've had guests on the show started doing it.
Oh, like after they came
after they did it, and then like I know one in particular was surprised when I promoted them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, go check them out.
Yeah.
And I would and I would call and be like, if you need help with anything, let me know.
Yeah.
If you need anything from us, let us know. You want us to be I know one time one of them said they wanted us to be a guest. I said, just let us know.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends, she was like, well, why do that when they're competition? I said, we're our biggest competition.
All right. I don't look at it as competition either. You know, I ain't out here just trying to compete with people or nothing like that. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, we probably are the longest running podcast in this area.
I agree. Yep. We are.
Yeah.
We are. I never paid attention to that, but I think we're the only one in this area
who just really do podcasts.
If we're talking about the Tallulah.
Yeah. We're talking about in Tallulah that do a podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about like.
In the Northeast area?
Yeah, in the Northeast.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anybody that do one.
Yeah, me either, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure other people, you know, catch on and start. Oh, most definitely. That's cool.
But yeah.
After now, you know, we OGs in the game.
So let's get into this favorite thing. I love fashion. How did you get into fashion? And what are some of your inspirations behind the fashion that you do?
Okay, well, first of all, it's called Elegant Anise. And my daughter's name is Corey Anise Estes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got Anise from. And I was just sitting there trying to figure out, what can I make that'll combine my personality with her personality? And she's as a kid, and what can I give her that I never had as far as something that I can pass down at an early age? So I was just going through names, and Elegant just, it's like, it's my kind of like personality. Like, I'm a competitive person. Even if I see myself winning, I'm not a person that's going to taunt you about the winning part of the aspect. I'm just going to taunt you based on that I'm just doing it in a...
elegant fashion.
Yeah, in a fashion. Like, I'm not a boaster.
You let your work show.
So that's one of the reasons for the clothes. Is like, you can still ride the wave and you can live a high standard lifestyle, but you don't have to be out here flashy or nothing like that. So the type of clothes I wear is just when I go out, I just wear, like, button-downs. I don't really... Mom never was in the fashion game, or probably had enough money to buy Jordans and stuff like that. So I was already probably getting picked on and not wearing Jordans in school. So I was just basically wearing cool clothes, like just shirts, button downs. I wear a lot of short sleeve button downs, pants, probably preferably like skinnies and slim jeans and stuff like that. But
So how do you talked about the inspiration, how you got started. How do you know, this is the question I always want to ask a person that has like a clothing line or do clothes, because I'm really big on clothes and fashion.
Yeah, your favorite designer, Kanye West, right?
It's not. It's definitely not. I don't know where you got that from. I'm a Ralph Lauren polo type of guy.
Polo guy.
Yeah. I actually
support black business.
It's this other guy that I support. His name is Sia. I don't know if you heard of Sia. It's acronym for Somewhere in America. And he does a lot of tennis shoes. I sent Devin some of the tennis shoes. He does a lot of tennis shoes and stuff.
Like customizing?
I'll show after the show.
Not the Cool Kai guy, is it?
No, Cool Kai. They beef out. They don't like each other.
What?
Yeah.
There's beef in the fashion industry?
Of course.
Man, it's always competition.
I know competition, but I ain't no beef.
And
that was beef, what y'all said about the podcast. Somebody took that as beef. I wanted to go back to that because I do the desserts. And once people started doing desserts in the neighborhood, it was actually like customers that would come to me and be like, yo, Fred, you want us to go around there and check and see what these people got going on?
No.
I'm like, yeah, I'll be ready to do the craziest things.
See what the, check no the competition
reason.
Out.
For yeah, because no they cause people love people.
But if we would have been like, hey, y'all, you want to go? Just all of us go down and go to the interview or something. Oh no, we ain't going to do none of that. But they want to go see what the other people got going on.
Yeah,
what kind of
yeah.
desserts they make?
I don't care.
Do you want us to go shut them down? This is real life. This is real life story. For
yeah.
real. And I'm like, you don't have to do that, man. Let them people make their money.
Yeah.
People so, gonna talk regardless. Whoever started it, they but
one thing I've learned about that, there's something for everybody. And
everybody don't have the same purpose neither. So
right. And there's something for everybody. Like the stuff that you the treats that you sell and the desserts that you sell might hit different than the dessert that they sell. And somebody, I've had people, like, when I'm a big, I love barbecue. When I go to Mississippi, it's two different spots. The spot that I like, my cousins don't like. And they'll be like, well, I don't like it because they ribs be too tender. Well, over here, they ribs they tender like I like them. So, it doesn't stop me from going to my favorite rib spot.
Yeah.
It don't stop him from going to his favorite real spot. It's something for everybody.
Yeah.
So I've realized growing up, you know, you don't have to be that competitive to where you're the best or you're trying to stomp out your competition. There's room. I've said this on the show before. There's room at the top for everybody. Right. I don't know why people don't realize that. There's so much room at the top for everybody in whatever field yeah, that you decide to in, yeah. yeah that you decide to go into. There's room for everybody in fashion, like, but and, with go ahead
and also in business anyway, even though it's competition, that you should always try to stand out in some type of way anyway. Even if that person is doing the same dessert, come up with another dessert and put your own spin on it. There's nothing out here that's never been done, but it's probably just never done in your area, which make it more impactful because you'll be like the first person that did it here. You might not mm-hmm. have been the first person that did it in the world, but mm-hmm. the first person that did it here. And that's small, but it's big.
Oh, yeah.
Because eventually, wherever you're going, like, you'll be like, oh, I remember they did it. They did the podcast here. They used to be in Tallulah. Like, they used to walk right past me. And that's why one of the reasons when I did desserts, I was personally going to take them to people's houses
mm-hmm.
so they can get a connection with me. Because some people already got this type of
Stigma
of a business owner or something like that. He might be stuck up and stuff like that.
Oh no,
you arrogant. No. It's not all about that all the time. You just you be genuine with the people. The people be genuine with you. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
but you know your crowd gonna come.
How do you deal with complaints?
I try my best not to leave no error for complaints because if I'm the person that's over it, I should be mm-hmm. the person that cover all the loopholes and know what I'm giving this person, mm-hmm. how much this is supposed to cost. I should be able to tell that person that.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the thing I basically would say is that if they had a problem with something that they didn't like or dessert, I would do it over, or they can always challenge me to make something that I haven't made already.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah, I don't have that many complaints because if you're actually knowing what you order, I'm convinced that you already eat this as well.
Not right.
Just trying
right.
something, but if you do try it and you like it, that's a plus in both areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plus and it's a plus for me because you jumped off the ledge and tried something new and
mm-hmm.
you liked it. So now you can tell people that you tried something new from a whole new person that you never got something from. So that's
right.
that's another thing about business too. Like you'll have people from all over just for word of mouth. That's the thing. See, that's the thing about the word of mouth. When you said about the competition, it don't even have to be you actually doing nothing competitive or nothing like that, but the people that come to you might can see you doing so much that the other person is not doing, and it's going to make, dang, they're going to be coming back to you. I'm like, dang, you see these people over here? Then it makes mm-hmm. you think, like, what we doing wrong? It's not that y'all probably doing nothing wrong. You probably just ain't got the right people to come to talk about it like they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that don't make his product better than yours. It's just his people are speaking up for what he doing, and all it take for you tell your people to do the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Fun fact, going back to the whole with the fashion thing and stuff, you know, Fred actually gave me my first ever opportunity to model, you know. I always wanted to model before, you know, so I think this was back in January. We did a photo shoot.
It took him a minute because I kept asking.
Yeah.
That sound like Devin.
That sound like him. I was at the slab. I'm like, you want to model for the club, man? I don't know, man.
That sound like Devin. I don't know, man. I'm not a fashion model, man.
I think the first time I saw
your clothing, I asked Devin, how do I purchase? So how can people go purchase? Do they have to do it like I know some clothing labels, they only do like a fall line. And then after that fall line, they don't release nothing else maybe till like the spring. Do you have something that's year round or is just something that?
Yeah, I got clothes year round, but as of right now we're currently working on a website to get everybody connected to us that way. Connected to everybody. But as of right now, on Instagram or Facebook, you can DM us. I don't really, like that method right now. So that's why I'm trying to focus on the website, get that up and going. Because folks think everything is a scheme anyway.
Yeah.
Right. When you going to, any fashion shows coming up? You got any fashion shows you going to do?
I was supposed to attend some this summer, actually. But
okay.
I'm just going to lay out for it right now. Basically, I just do things like set my own type of pop-up shops and stuff and display the clothes up there.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
Yeah, I remember y'all had that one little event back in April, right?
Yeah, pop-up shop.
Yeah, over in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And okay. that went well, right?
Yeah. I'm always trying to do business. Give people business opportunity, other small black business owners. Mm-hmm. I'll just probably buy the venue and let everybody do a pop-up shop. Or you basically just do it, even if the podcast people, just get a location, downtown Dallas or something, on a skyscraper or something, anything, just do a podcast up there. I'm always down to do something with other black African-American
business. Most definitely. Oh, yeah.
Regardless of what it is, because somewhere down the line, like I said, we all can help each other out.
Oh, most definitely.
Right.
Down the line, we got to work on the PWK Elegant and Nice collaboration.
Oh, check them out.
PWK Elegant and Nice. What is it going to be called?
When tennis shoes do collaborations with other fashion labels, it's just the colorway and maybe the emblem on it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I could actually make y'all clothes too.
Oh, man.
That too.
Become the distributor of it.
So let's get into that. Cause we got a little bit more time. Let's get into that. Let's say me and Devin had $5,000 and we came to you and we was like, hey, we want to start a clothing line. What would be the first advice that you give us?
Actually look at y'all and actually, are y'all really serious about this? Because first of all, it's money involved and it's going to be time involved.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all coming as a partnership, I would like y'all two to both be in coherent with each other and actually feed on each other, because business, it's going to get rough, but with two people, like we're saying about the competition, your side of the business might flourish and his side might lack. How would y'all come with each other when that happened? You might want to be on him, but it might not even be a part that he probably lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming at a group, I would want y'all to be as tuned as possible with each other, because like you said, I mean, it's life and a lot of obstacles come about. Like, what if you got money, that $5,000?
Mm-hmm.
Before you even say let's do it, you might have something in your life that might have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now that $5,000 might turn to $2,500, all because of debt situations. So I just want the person to be serious about what they want to do and actually
right.
Know that it's no point of return once you put something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna automatically, all right, if you don't do it, what people gonna say? Oh, the next person that might do it, oh, he might be just like that person.
Mm-hmm.
Just probably have something out for a couple months and then stop. So then you'll have to be like, dang, I don't want to be like this person. How about I do 6 months? But you shouldn't think like that, but you're going to already be judged. So whatever you're going to do, I just feel like you just need to put 100% in. And first of all, do your research before you actually get in the field too.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So they try to make it seem like competition all over, but business-wise is another different type of competition they're talking about, because it's only with more money. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing about that. Money wise, but you can all make stuff happen. But you gotta have the right connections. And with the $5,000, okay, you go to Google, you know, you just search the name that you actually do if you want to actually take it serious and get it trademarked, like at least you actually just have to go search the name, go to trademark.com, put it in, and if a name pop up, if something pop up, you can't use it, so you got to come up with a name. Or you can always get you a trademark attorney, and he'll review the name. You just have to pay him to do it.
How much? Tell the people how much that cost.
It's about $1,000 or something.
Yep.
To trademark?
To get a trademark attorney.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For him to do it.
For him to do it. For you to do it yourself, it doesn't cost. Yeah, it doesn't cost as much. No, but to get an attorney to do it, and just to piggyback, it depends on the attorney too. That's the low end mark. I've got in contact with some attorneys. They want six stacks. They want 6,000 because they think that their trademarking is so elite. Yeah. It goes back to that competition thing.
Yeah.
And you have some people, they'll go with the 6,000 one instead of the $1,000 attorney because they truly feel he's going to make sure all his dots and I's are covered. When I did my trademark for this, for PWK, and I did it for my cousin's business, it cost me little to nothing but just paying the cost and the fees. Like you pay, I think the fee was like, at that time was like, was it 25 or was it 50? It's been a minute. It was like 25. And then after it got cleared and they said that I can trademark our name, I think it was like 300 and something.
Yeah, I went with the attorney anyway because I'd rather let them do it than me and actually get it approved. And then somewhere down the line, it goes through a process of actually being approved. So I wouldn't be standing up on top of that. I'd rather let them do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But as far as the different type of clothes y'all can actually try to buy with the $5,000, you actually can go to Google and search you know, buck t-shirts or anything that you're probably looking into. But I use vendors from overseas, so that's a different process. But you can get different type of clothes that you need with the $5,000 is a great amount to actually start with.
Yeah.
So you can actually do a lot depending on how many, the quantity and different type of clothing that you want to do.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's just dope. I use that because to give listeners an idea of if it just takes the first step is just the thought of it, or the first step is to make the plan. And then when you make the plan, go to somebody like you. Like I just said, me and Devin came to you. And like you just said, you came to us, we came to you. And then your rebuttal was, are y'all really serious about this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so just telling people, you know, it's just so simple to just say, instead of just saying, it's simple on both ends. It's so simple to say, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Or, hey, you get you some money, go to somebody that knows what they're doing and just ask them, hey, I want to do this.
But they go back to, would you want to, be somebody to get looked at and say, oh, he came to me for help.
That's another problem.
But that goes on in our community. That's why people be afraid to ask certain people, and that's why people be not trying to give out information to other people because they feel like if you give them too much information, they're gonna surpass them.
Yeah,
but if
you don't start give them, doing better
but if
than
you don't give them information,
they
you
never start.
You don't see nobody growing.
Yeah.
So it's oh like man, said, we kind of hold ourselves.
We hold our own selves back.
Yeah, but you gotta start holding people accountable too, or yourself accountable. Because even though you might not want to give me the information, I still should. If I want to do it, I got enough sense in my mind to know. Let's Google something. We always on the internet.
I tell people all the time.
Or a book, either or.
A book, and if you don't want to do that, I never forget when I bought this right here. This came from looking at stuff on YouTube. And a podcast setup, a better podcast setup, because Devin, no, we had the computer, we had the audio interface, and I had to edit it like manually, and I had to put sounds in manually. And I was like, man, is there a better way that I could do my shows? And we wanted to talk to people that wasn't here.
Yeah.
And so is there a way that we can talk? And I was looking, and it came from just researching and just going on YouTube. There are so many tutorials on
On everything.
How to do this, how to do this.
It's everything already out there.
Yeah.
It's just like what they said a long time ago. Like, if you put something in a book, we might not go read it. But
it
varies, because you can't be reading a lot of books that don't mean you no good neither.
That has no content.
Yeah.
Almost definitely.
That's true.
But, oh, man, we really got to get you back on the show, bro.
Yeah.
We got to get you back on the show. Anything you want to leave the people with before we leave?
Not really. Just whatever y'all want to do out there, just put the faith in there. And if that's what you really want to do, I feel like you wouldn't have that thought in your mind to do those wonderful things that you are blessed to do. Always wake up with a smile on your face. Do affirmations. If you meditate, if you pray, do all those things that you need to do to be a better person, to live within those 24 hours that you have, because you got to realize your situation is either less or better than somebody else's situation, and somebody else out there is probably complaining about what you're complaining about, but they're still overcoming in those areas that you're complaining about. So each day you live, you just got to live for you, and if you can help somebody else out throughout their day, I think you need to do that, because that's where your blessing come from.
Oh, man.
Right.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah, man. We thank you for,
Thank you for, like, coming on, and bless us on the mic with this knowledge, man, and this forward
and
thinking.
You got your first podcast out the way now.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, we appreciate.
That's what everybody say after they come on for their first time.
They be nervous and stuff. And they be. No, seriously. They be nervous. Like, man, I don't know. You never did. I'm like, bruh, just be yourself.
Yep.
You're going to be fine. We got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how he was the first, very, very first time. He was like, when I asked him to do it with me, I don't know, man.
See, because y'all probably can change my voice. My voice sound.
Like, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I was like, let's just do the first episode. And he enjoyed it. And then after that, he was just, let's do another show. Yeah, let's do another show.
That's real cool.
So the first step is to just try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take an excerpt out of his uncle's book. You know, that's what he encouraged. Just try.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. See,
you don't never know.
Yeah, you don't be listening in prayer breakfast.
No, you never know. It could have been a wide range of things.
That was the biggest thing. He was like, just try. You never know what you're good at, or you never know, you know, the potential that you can have in that, or what you're trying, until you just try.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, man, definitely had fun on this episode. Where can they reach you? Where can they follow you on?
Facebook and Instagram at SWEEPASGIFTS, and Elegant Anise on Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
All right. And you
can shout the pages out too on we'll tag those pages on our Instagram as well.
Almost definitely. Yep. You can find Devin at
Only One Grace.
You can find me at AirMax_Jax. You can find us at the PWK_podcast page on Instagram. Don't do that. Don't interrupt me while I'm making the announcement. That's very, very rude. Okay? I don't interrupt you.
I was just shadowing you, you know.
You was hype. You was being a hype man.
Yeah.
If that is being all, I just want to thank y'all for partying with Killer, killing everything that we do.